This channel does not promote or encourage any illegal activities. All contents provided by this channel is meant for educational purpose only.
Viewer discretion is advised.
You are tuning in to Black Bombshell Radio. Remember to be authentic, be unique, be bold for you. I am your host, Jatoria, and this is Black Bombshell Radio. Hey, I'm back. This is your girl, Jatoria, and I am back with season two. I know. I missed a couple of Sundays, and I was supposed to binge drop season two when the new year hit, okay? But all I could say is I let my depression, my emotions, and everything else just cloud my judgment and made me not want to do shit. And that's the thing, like, we be our own worst enemy for no damn reason. We put all these fears and judgments on ourselves, and it's fucked up. And I'm trying not to be hard on myself like that. Sometimes we got to give ourselves grace, a lot of grace, because we've been through a lot and we're human and we make mistakes. But then it's like you get in your own way and you put in all these fears into your own head when the shit ain't even happened. And if you do that, you're making yourself relive something twice. Because say if it do happen, you done already put yourself through that once. And then if it happened, then you got to go through it again. So you putting yourself through trauma twice. And it's like, girl, ma'am, chill. Because it's not even like that. You need to record these podcast episodes because people are looking for you to be their voice of reason. And I'm trying my best. If I start something this year, I want to finish it. I have a goal in mind that I want to reach with my podcast. So in order for me to reach that, I got to get off my ass and I got to get out of my own way and I have to record it. So that's why I missed a couple of Sundays, and I was going to record the episodes and then try to catch up, and it just looked tacky, and I don't want to look tacky. I'm just going to tell you guys the truth. Sometimes if I miss a couple of Sundays, I don't feel like talking. I don't feel like pressing record because some days are really hard for me, and I'm trying to fight through my depression and my anxiety and being a mom and being a wife and being a teacher. I'm trying my best to, you know, do all these things that I want to do. And at the same time, it's a lot of thoughts and emotions that goes on in my brain. And I'm trying not to be the one that's in my own way. I've been in my own way for years. I'm the one that always talk myself out of opportunities. I'm the one who don't get off my ass and do what I need to do. I'm the one that's lazy. It's me. So this year, with it being a new year, Happy New Year. I'm going to say Happy New Year's on this lovely Sunday because you probably already broke your New Year's resolution that you set 2 weeks ago. So, hey, if we got to start over and we got to say Happy New Year's and we got to kick it off again, kick it off. Because at the end of the day, nothing is wrong with starting over. Something is wrong when you know you need to start over and you're still stuck in the same place and you can't figure out how to get out of the sunken place because you keep worrying about what other people think. And for me, it's not even about what other people think. It's about me being hard on myself. I could give a damn what other people think. I really don't. I got past that. I got past that shit when I was in grammar school. So my point is, I don't give a damn what other people think. It's me judging myself. It's me putting myself down and letting my fears and my insecurity cloud my judgment when it's not even like that. And we are our biggest critics. We are our own worst enemy. It has nothing to do with other people, especially being a Gemini. Like, I'm a Gemini and I really do believe in horoscopes. And every Gemini that I ever met, we basically kind of think the same. We don't give a damn what other people think about us. I could give two flying fucks what the fuck you say about me. Because nine times out of somebody talking shit about somebody else, they're trying to take the attention off their fucked up ass life to focus on you. That's just how I look at it. And me being me, I'm my own problem. And I know that. So that's why I'm trying my best not to be hard on myself. I'm trying my best to be consistent. And this is the year. The reason that we're not where we want to be in life is because we're not consistent. We're lazy. We talk down on ourselves. We talk ourselves out of opportunities before someone else even get the chance to. We're not being true to who we really are. And if you know what you want to do in life, then you need to do that shit. It's a new year. Better you. You're going to accomplish every goal that you put your mind to. Because guess what? If God bless you with that dream, if he bless you with that idea, it's already yours. He just needs you to execute it. And the only way that you're going to do that, get up off your ass and you stop being lazy. And that's the thing. Like, I had to get up off my ass right now to record this podcast because I'm like, it's another Sunday. You're not recording a podcast? What the hell is wrong with you? And to get the positive feedback that I've been getting about my podcast, how can I let people down? If you do not get up off your ass and follow your dreams, that's disrespectful to the people that believe in you. You're letting the people down that believe in you because it is people out there watching your every move. They might not say nothing, but every time you get up, every time you make a post, every time you say something, they're watching you. And when you make it, they're going to be right there cheering you on, saying, I knew you could do it. I just was waiting for you to believe in yourself. They already knew you had it, but you got to believe in yourself. That's the thing about entrepreneurship. Following your dreams, following your goals, you got to believe in it. Because once you believe that you could do anything, you're going to be unstoppable. God is going to find your tribe. Your tribe is going to find you. And it's just going to be a happily ever after, you making money, you being happy. But the only way that you're going to do that, if you tell yourself you're not going to be lazy, you got to understand that it is January. And we do not want to be in the same place that we are in next week. We don't want to be in the same place that we are in by Christmas. If you know you want to be a content creator, get your ass up. Go take them pictures. Go record them videos. Go start finding brands to work with you. If you know you want to be a doctor, go sign up for school. If you know that you want to start that business, start it. If you know in your heart what you want to do, do it. Daily affirmations so you can manifest the life that you desire. Repeat after me. Today, I choose me. I attract happiness and joy into my life. I give myself permission to live my life without judgment. I am a money magnet. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am the author of my own story. I am comfortable saying no as a complete sentence. Every dollar I spend and donate comes back multiplied. Money flows freely to me. I deserve to be paid for my skills, talent, and knowledge. I am the CEO of my own destiny. I am creating a life I love. The life I desire is on the other side of my fear. And remember, self-care isn't selfish. Say these daily affirmations every day to yourself so you can manifest the life that you desire. Please continue to listen to our latest podcast. Thank you. You got to put some passion behind your hustle, because once you put passion behind your hustle, you'll be unstoppable. The money will come. Don't ever chase money. Let money chase you, because you are a money magnet. Money flows to you. Money comes to you easily. Whatever you spend, whatever you donate, it will come back to you multiplied. So I need you to understand that. If money wasn't really the issue, what type of life would you live? Who would you become? Because we got to understand, if you are an entrepreneur and you're building a business, it's bigger than money. Why are you doing this? Yeah, you're doing this because you want to get paid. You don't want to work a 9-to-5. You don't want nobody over you telling you what to do. But why are you trying to be an entrepreneur? And once you find your why and put some passion behind that hustle, you'll be unstoppable. What I'm telling you, I'm taking it in, because I literally had to just get up off my ass. Like, it's Sunday. What am I doing here? Strolling through TikTok, watching YouTube about other people living their dream, and I'm trying to get to where they at. Nothing is wrong with watching other people live their dream, but when you keep watching other people, that's disrespectful to God and to the people that believe in you. That's disrespectful to your kids. And that's disrespectful to the life that you know that you want to live. And nothing comes easy. Anything in this world comes easy. Throw that shit in the garbage because you're going to lose it. But when you sit up here and you work hard for everything that you have, believe me, it's going to stay with you. And God is just waiting for you to get up off your but and execute everything that he already have. Everything that you need is already inside of you. So you could be the best person that you need to be. And every time I tell y'all something, trust and believe I'm taking that shit into consideration because I know I'm lazy. I know I'll be procrastinating. You're not getting up. You're not strategizing. You're not doing what you said you were going to do 2 years ago. And that's where we're at. Trust me, I know life happens. I done took the biggest L in my life. I lost my oldest son. I never in a million years thought I would have to bury my baby. But at the end of the day, I know he's looking down on me and he's covering me and he making sure that I accomplish every dream and every goal that I have so I could take care of his brother and sister. But if I don't get out my own way, I would still be sitting here next year in a new year saying the same story. And we don't want that. We want progress. And you got to understand, don't chase perfection. Chase progress. It's not going to be perfect. Nothing in life is perfect. Nothing. Nothing in life is perfect. There are going to always be some bumps in the world. And if you had a perfect life, God bless you. Lucky you. But all of us ain't had a lucky life. All of us ain't had a perfect life. We got some imperfections in our life. And that's okay. But we're chasing progress. So whatever you want to do, do it. My goal for last year for my Instagram was to get 2,000 followers. And I did it. I got 2,000 and like two. It took me a whole year to do it because I was procrastinating. I was being lazy. I wasn't posting every day. But now I'm on my shit and I'm posting every day. And I'm making sure that I'm getting to where I need to be. And the only way that we're going to get that if you stop comparing yourself. Comparing yourself to other people will kill your dreams. They're on like level 50. You're on like level 2 and you're trying to compare yourself. It's no comparison. You got to focus on your lane. You got to focus on what you need to focus on. You got to focus on where you're trying to be. If you're trying to get up there with them, you need to focus on what you need to do to get there. Don't compare yourself. Comparing things is a thief of all joy. You're going to sit there and you're going to basically like kill all your hopes and dreams because you're comparing yourself to someone else that already went through the trials and tribulations that you are going through now. Then I always talk about influencers and I always talk about content creators because that's really what I want to do. But I know that it took them a long time to get there. I watched a lot of YouTube girls and a lot of Instagram girls. I remember when they posted their first video 2-3 years ago on their iPhone. And now they have a whole studio with cameras and everything. Trust me, that process, it takes a long time. Everybody's process and road to success is different. You just got to get up off your ass and you have to put in the work. Like, ain't no handouts in this shit. I don't want nobody to hand me anyway. I don't want you to be in charge of feeding me because I never know when your ass might stop and then I'll be sitting out here starving. So I want to work my ass off to get to where I want to be. But the only way that that's going to happen if I get up off my ass. And we're not doing that this year. We're not making no excuses. We're not sitting up here saying, oh, I wish I could. I wish I can. Get your ass up and put in the work. If you don't know how to do something, Google it. If you don't know how to do something, YouTube University is your best friend. And that's the thing, like, you got to stop being lazy. This is your dream. Nobody is going to sit up here and hold your hand. Nobody is going to walk you through everything. And we need to lose that sense of entitlement because a lot of us are fucking entitled and we think the people that are successful is supposed to help us and they supposed to give us their vendor and they supposed to tell us where to go get the bags made from. They supposed to tell us where we supposed to get the ebooks made. They supposed to tell us what type of fabric they use. Like, it's just a whole bunch of bullshit that people just want to know. And it's like, if you want to start a business, I don't care what these people are telling you on Instagram. This shit ain't easy. You can't just buy a couple of boutique items and just think that they're going to sell. You have to put in marketing strategies. You have to sit up here and find your target audience. You have to sit up here and research and research. A lot of us be up to 4, 5, 6 in the morning working our ass off with no break, no sleep. A lot of us forget to eat. Like, this shit ain't for the week. But at the end of the day, if you know that's what you want, you got to do that shit. It's a new year. It's a better you. But Nobody is going to sit here and hold your hand. Nobody is going to play with you. And at the end of the day, if you say that you want to do something and you say you want to be somewhere, people are looking at you. Like I stated before, people are looking at you and people are watching you and they're waiting. And it's a lot of people on your Facebook page right now, on your Instagram, who are looking at you, watching you, watching every step that you make. Even if they don't say nothing, they're watching you. And you got to get out of that fear of being shy. You got to get out of that fear of being lazy. Like, some of us are not where we want to be and we're not following our potential because we are lazy. We are not consistent. I know I'm lazy and I know I'm not consistent. I can post one day and then go ghost. And it's hard because when you fighting depression and you're fighting anxiety and you're fighting to be here every day, to not have the suicidal thoughts that you have, to not sit up here and just say fuck it and walk away from it, it's hard. Trust me, I know. But at the end of the day, you got to do this shit for you because your kids are dependent on it. 2025 is 3 years from now. And I want to be in a whole different place than where I am now. And the only way that I'm going to get that life that I want, if I get up off my ass and I put in a work and I stop making excuses. And I stop looking for handout. And I stop asking people for shit. It's okay if people help you, but do not be entitled to think people have to help you. Because ain't nobody got to help you do shit. Ain't nobody got to help you on this earth do nothing but God. And he gonna only help you if you helping yourself. If you ain't helping yourself, God gonna be looking at you like, baby, I'm gonna need you for you to put into some work. Because at the end of the day, like I always tell y'all, you only need a mustard seed of faith. But if you out here not having no faith and you ain't working, baby, what do you want God to do? So, it's a new year. It's a better you. And everything that I'm telling you, do it. And if we need to create a tribe and hold each other accountable, then we do. Hold me accountable. If I miss a Sunday, call me out on my bullshit. And be like, what you miss a Sunday for? And I also want to tell y'all this. I know it's hard because we all go through anxiety. We all suffer from depression. If you don't, God bless you. And if your anxiety and your depression is giving the best of you and you feel like you do need to lay down and you do need to take a break, take a break. I am not telling you and I am not condoning you working yourself till you are sick. That overworking and that no days off mentality, that shit is dead. We're not doing that this year. We're gonna not be lazy and we're gonna be consistent, but we're not gonna overwork. Create a schedule. I already told y'all about the Facebook studio and the creator studio with Facebook. Create you a schedule so you can create your content so you can be the best person that you need to be. Sundays and Saturdays, it's for creating content. Create your content calendar for the next 30-some days so you don't have to worry about it, so it could be automatic. And you don't have to worry about it. If your anxiety and your depression do get the best of you, bam, you already have your calendar set up so you don't never miss the beat. And trust me, I know it's hard, but I just don't want you to have that mentality of no days off, because we're not doing that this year. We're taking breaks. We're going on vacations with our families and our friends. We're putting ourselves first. We're going on vacation with our kids and our husbands, our wives. We're living our best life, but we're also going to work hard and we're also going to stay consistent, but we're not going to overwork ourselves. This is Jatoria and this is season 2, episode 1 of Black Bombshell Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Black Bombshell Radio. Please go follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Black Bombshell Radio. Remember to be authentic, be unique, be bold for you. I am your host, Jatoria, and this is Black Bombshell Radio.